Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Rediscover the joy of listening to stories again.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hi, this is Race Taylor from New York's 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
All right, it's 95.5. I'm Melanie Torres. Got special guest Miley Cyrus.
Thank you for
Stage
having me.
17. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's been a big 2 weeks for you.
Yeah.
The release of your new song. So let's just get right into that. Tell me a, kind of like a background story of Malibu.
Well, it's kind of crazy because for this last year, I've had this song just on my phone and played it for no one, obviously. No one even knew I was really coming for music. And I had gone off my socials for a little while just because I really wanted it to be, you know, not to quote Malibu, but a brand new start. Sorry, a brand new start. And really wanted to be very clear and focused about this, like, kind of direction that my album is going, but also just where I'm more in my life. It's not really about, I mean, everyone kind of says these new style and new you, but it's a very, the same person, just, you know, kind of growing into something else. Like every time, you know, every time I feel the most me, everyone says it's the most you you've ever been, but I'm always the most me, really.
Yeah, would you agree that, like, I know, like, looking back 3 years ago, that was just kind of like a phase of Miley?
But this might be a phase of Miley.
Yeah.
And I don't know in the future what I'll be. Everyone's a phase of themselves, I guess, every day. I'll learn something today that I didn't know yesterday and be better tomorrow. And everyone's always different all the time. So I never think that someone's like, oh, now yourself, and you weren't yourself. You're always yourself. I hope everyone's being themselves. You know.
So with Malibu, would you say that's a reflection of kind of where you are right now in your life?
Yeah, and I think we've kind of made even Malibu seem more than an actual location or a place that I, you know, get to call home. It's more about people creating their own Malibu too, which is their own freedom and their own healthy, happy space.
What do you think, like, why do you think that sort of the Malibu, I guess the way the song is structured, like, why do you think it, because you said it came to you in the back of like an Uber
yeah.
or something.
I was in the back of a car, and it's because I was driving down the PCH and I was looking at the sand and the surf. And, you know, I'm from Nashville, where I woke up every day,
yeah.
drove down the same like small road to go to school every single day. And definitely, you know, everything I saw was, you know, which is also amazing, cows and horses and endless land. But never did I think I was going to look out into that kind of open, empty, it kind of feels infinite ocean that I really love, because I love knowing that I'm usually surrounded by so much craziness that there I feel really, really calm and content.
It's kind of funny because a couple weeks ago, I was at home on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Don't ask. And
I'm always home on a Saturday night. I'm home every night that I'm not here working. I'm home.
And the last song came on.
Uh-oh.
Randomly.
My mom watches that on airplanes
so
all
good.
The time.
It's
and
so
I'm like,
good.
Mom, you can't do this in public places where you sit on an airplane and you watch. She's like, okay. And then I got the Hannah Montana movie and I was crying at the end. And I was like, hey, if anyone flies behind my mom on the way to UK, she like watches
Please
my
don't film her.
Yeah, she watches my concert tour, then the last song, then the Hannah Montana movie.
Not going to lie, I still cry every single time.
Yeah, I can't watch it. I like kind of cringe a little bit just because it's so like, it's so weird. Because at that time, like, I was just, I think I had just turned 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just turned 16. So it's just so weird to see yourself like so different or going through those awkward stages.
Well, it's just funny too, because it's like at the beach.
Yeah.
And
it's me and
Liam.
It's like too weird. I know.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It is totally weird. And actually, I went and stopped by Disney the other day and they showed my audition tape of when I auditioned for my very first time. And my song, was called Going to the Beach This Weekend. And it was about me and my friends. It was like me and some of my best girlfriends, all this stuff. And it was about, like, when you're in Nashville, the closest thing that you're going to get is a vacation with your family or your friends, getting to be at the beach. So it's too weird. I guess I've always kind of had this beach dream that I didn't really know about, I guess.
And now you're living it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I live it more just to be able to have my pigs and my horses and my dogs and all that stuff. People complain. When I lived in Hollywood and I had the pig next
sure.
door, people would complain.
Oh my god.
The neighbor didn't love the seven dogs, for sure.
Wait, so do you, I guess you have probably have a big yard, right?
Yeah.
I saw somebody, I live in the city, so yeah. I saw somebody walking a pig a couple
no
weeks
way.
Ago. I swear, I was like, and I brought my phone, I'm like, wait, is that
I could
really
actually
a
imagine.
Pig?
My pig used to go with me more places. You know, my pig for the VMAs was Snoop Dogg. So there was this scene where Snoop Dogg ate an edible and oh we ate God. Edibles together and he became my pig. And then to make my pig rap, we had to feed him Doritos so his mouth would move. And then Snoop just rapped over the pig, like chomping on Doritos. So she used to be really, really good where I could actually get it, but I would have to leave like a trail of Cheetos to get her to the set. But she would do it. And now no way, but
that's
she
hilarious.
Loves, everyone laughs at me for doing spa treatments on the pigs, but I always do. They love to do like a coconut oil mask and pig skin is very dry. So you have to always keep
okay,
it moisturized.
Okay, I have dry skin, so like, let's
coconut
talk after
oil mask.
I literally do like a whole mask of coconut oil, and I feel like it did
it absorbs it. The pigs are a little dry too. Yeah, yeah pig skin. Sorry. you don't have pig skin. That's not nice.
Oh, no. I'm good.
I didn't say it. You said it.
I know. What are you like as a dog, like animal mom? What's the dynamic at home?
Oh, my God. I am the pet, and they are the master.
Oh, my God.
Everyone knows this. I call my little dog my prince and my king. King,
oh,
and
gosh.
My master.
Is that Emu?
Oh, you know it.
Oh yeah.
Emu is like they everyone.
He's so cute. Though.
I know. Everyone we started the Emu fan club.
Oh,
and
my
one
gosh.
Of my friends is like, I know this is wrong, but I have a crush on your dog because he is suave. He's like, he is the cool guy. Like he just is the cool guy. But all the other dogs will be barking and he'll be barking too, and I'll be like, shut up, everybody. Emu, you're perfect. And then just because like he's just a little
he's
just,
a favorite.
I can't help
There's
it. And I'll
net
the word,
though.
The F word will never come out of my mouth, but everyone knows.
All right, so let's talk more about album, hopefully.
For sure. Later this year, I'll be on The Voice, so that'll be a good time, I think, to come with the record, too.
Is it done, or?
Yeah, it's pretty done. I've been living with this record, too, like, since even last year. Just kind of wrote Malibu, I recorded in my trailer at The Voice. So it'll be kind of, again, like, so weird to be at The Voice, putting out the record that I recorded in the trailer at the show.
Street.
So everything keeps happening at the same time. Like I would just, at lunch break, I would go to my trailer, record in my trailer, go back out. Because it was hard too, as like an artist, to sit in that chair sometimes and watch everyone else get to perform.
Yeah.
And nothing to be me. So I think that prepared me for this next round, just because I really got to understand what it would take to be a coach, because it is so full on, such a full-time job. So I'd like it to be later in the year so I can get my team set up, get them prepared to win this so Team Miley can finally win, and then later in the year have a record come out.
This album, I mean, obviously with Malibu, it seems like there's more of a personal approach to the songwriting. Is that kind of the vibe of the whole album?
Yeah, the whole record is kind of like that. I mean, even with any record I've done has really been that way. I mean, even with the Dead Pets record, it was like, my dog had just died. You come out with the Dead Pets. That's just the way I am. You move to Malibu, you write a song called Malibu. But this is the first record that I've written everything by myself.
Oh, wow.
And then I had any co-writers. And that was something that was important for me, just so people could really understand. I don't think any writers, I have a hard time kind of co-creating because they don't really know what I'm going through. They don't
exactly.
know what I do, you know, and don't know my life, don't know the journey, don't know what it's taken to get here. So I just kind of feel like I know myself the best. And then I have a really amazing collaborator who I work with, my producer, who's awesome, who is cool with recording things in a trailer. And that's the Nashville way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just you two on the album and that's it.
It's just us. And he's like I'm getting more into... like we started putting some fiddles on some stuff and some slide guitars just in the live performances, because I really like the live performances to feel like kind of like a little bit more 60s, 70s kind of vibe.
This, I guess, based on Malibu, is this kind of going to have the vibe of like your backyard session thing?
That was something that people really, really liked. And
I loved that.
And so, yeah, kind of more that vibe. There's some songs on there that are kind of, I guess, sometimes more like punk to me. There's a song that's just about, you know, kind of, there's a bunch of different songs where there's, you know, about people just waking up every day feeling different. And that I feel like has more kind of like angst, because that's how I feel all the time. So there's that. And there's songs about, I think all my songs too, even if there's some parts where I feel like I'm really getting out what's like on my chest. And sometimes that doesn't mean I'm always like smiley. By the bridge, I feel like my bridges are when I always have perspective and optimism. So my bridges usually always flip it. Even if it's a little bit more punk, I feel like in the bridges of my song, they usually go back to kind of that like rootsy, grounded person. But sometimes it's fun just to say what you really are thinking just for a second, but then find the heart in it again at the bridge.
I love it. It sounds like this is...
I have a very
like
emotional,
like
structure.
Album.
It's very much like therapy. You always get to the resolve, you know?
I saw that you were with Katie over the weekend, in LA.
Yeah.
What does the OG California girl have to say about Malibu?
She loved it. And I just think she's like so supportive of it too. And yeah. It's fun because we're both, I guess, yeah, she's been there a while too, but she's, you know, she spent a lot of time in Nashville. And so it's very cool that she's so supportive. And we just realized that we're going to have been friends 10 years at this VMA.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be very
And
great.
You're only 24.
I met her when I was 14 because she said she wrote I Kissed a Girl About Me. And that got her in trouble. And that was first controversy at the VMAs was she took me to the VMAs. And my mom wouldn't let me go with her without her because Stranger Danger.
Wait, so she wrote the song about you?
She said she did. She did. I think it's probably one of those things where you say it because you know people are going to listen to it and it's going to make people buy her record more. So that was good on her part. And then I want to go to the VMAs with Katy Perry. But I was doing the Hannah Montana movie. I was on a four-wheeler. And my dad has a radio. That's like how country we are. That he has a radio on the four-wheeler, like strapped on. And that song came on and I loved it so much. And then we went to the VMAs together. And my mom went with us and we had the best time. And now we just realized that we'll have been friends 10 years.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Before you get out of here, I want to ask you because I've kind of been very envious of your look. And like, I know you do a lot of like yoga and stuff like that, but what's like your workout sort of
dude, I was so bad last
really?
Night.
Really?
Last night I had the 6 pieces of pizza. That was the best. Like you cannot. And then.
How does 6 pieces of pizza fit
because
in your body?
Because we also, and like Liam said, I was like, you shouldn't have ordered that. And he goes, I didn't. My finger slipped. Like that. He just pushed the order on Postmates. And then we were 6 pieces deep and it was really, really bad.
Yeah,
I feel. Today, I said I couldn't open my eyes because of the salt. My rings won't fit. This usually goes on my middle finger, and this is now on my pinky.
Oh, my God.
So I'm very swollen. And, yeah, I don't really know. I need to be doing back into my yoga because I feel like it does ground me.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting up at 3 a.m. to do yoga, and we started today pretty early. Okay. But yoga is the way. Yoga is the way. You're going to be physically the best you've ever been, mentally the best you've ever been, emotionally more as stable as humans are
the possible. Miley way. I need to hop on that train.
Yeah.
Have you learned how to surf yet?
I'm horrible. You almost at the last station. I almost fell off the stage.
Oh,
my balance is not that great. So I
and you
don't.
Do yoga.
I know my balance is good like that. I didn't grow up doing water sports.
Yeah.
I am from like the farm. I can ride a dirt bike.
Yeah.
I'm down with the dirt bike. I'm down with the four wheeler. Water sports ain't my thing. I didn't go up around water, so I'm just not good at that. And paddle boarding, I'm pretty good at paddle boarding, so that's not bad balance.
I'm
but you get
good
the
surfing,
you get the stick. It's fun.
Lie.
Damn.
Yeah. I was surprised. But.
That's it's hard. I've surfed behind the boat before. Have you ever done that?
Because
that's as close as I get.
Well, we did wakeboarding.
That's really fun. We would put the rope and then put the surfboard, and that's how I was learning how to do it on the lake. Because I feel better about that.
Yeah, you can actually like hold on.
Yeah.
All right. So new album coming out later this year. Malibu out now. Today Show.
Yeah.
And Billboard Music Awards next weekend. So excited for you, Miley. You're back.
Lots of balloons. Be prepared.
I love it.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show, The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.